Item on the agenda is item six, regulation pertaining to redefining the established restricted area, Dominion Power and Nuclear Power Station. Mr. Stagg, good morning.
A little bit of a housekeeping issue, but...
A very necessary one?
Yep. This is, as Commissioner noted, kind of a amended correction to the existing regulation that is currently in place, defining the area around the Surrey Nuclear Power Plant. I'll cover the reasons kind of why we're where we are today in my presentation. The commission is enabled by legislation that was passed by the General Assembly under 28.2, 106.2 to establish security zones of this nature. And this was heard, this resulted a lot from 9/11. This legislation was a reaction, I think, to that and to protect facilities like this that might be subjected to some type of terrorist attack. This legislation enabled that. This was enacted by the commission back in 2004, or 2003, rather. The two areas are an arc-shaped area here. This is the Surrey plant. This is the BDGIF wildlife management area at Hog Island. You access this in Surrey County off of Route 10 down Hog Island Road, which actually now goes through the power plant. It's a little lined up a little differently. You cannot get to this management area without going security, but which is another reaction to 9/11. The previously approved area was an arc that went from the upland area here around to here. This is the intake canal for the cooling. They bring the water in from the James River here. And then the second area is the outfall canal. And basically, the way it's going to be described now, it includes the entire outfall canal to include any area inside these two jetties, which are open at the end. But this is the outfall where the heated water is pumped back out into the river. We did discover last year in the Engineering Surveying Department, we were mapping the location on the east side, that there were some anomalies in the description that didn't make sense. They sort of described the area correctly, but there was some issues where they went forward and backwards. It didn't make any sense the way it was described. So in order to correct that, we're coming back before the commission today. There was also some slight anomalies in the way this was described. It was actually described by two lat longs, which don't really exactly adequately describe the area. So we have revised that description to basically describe it as the outfall canal itself, which I think better describes the actual area. I'll also note that the legislation that authorizes the commission to do this does exempt this type of regulation from a public hearing. The commission can do this just by authority of the code. It does also advise us to work with the Army Corps and the Coast Guard. This was done originally when it was in and they have a similar regulation. We did contact the Corps again. I've coordinated with them again. So basically, it's really a housekeeping issue. If you want me to explain the anomalies here, I can, but it's kind of confusing the way it, but it's basically the same area the commission approved before. But this will get it corrected and re-enrolled correctly.
What this does basically is correct some survey marks and just basic lat longs perimeter to basically describe what the intent of the initial regulation was as far as the protected area that's involved.
Again, this is an aerial photography of the same area, and again, it's an area of an arc that goes approximately from here out into the river to here. There is an horse ground lease in this area that actually overlaps some of this area, but that we worked with the leaseholder at the time it was originally, and they are aware of it. And again, on this side, it's just the entire outfall area here. We are recommending approval with an effective date of February the 1st, and then it will be placed into our regulations on our website. It is in legislation that it should be, you know, they don't have to hold a public hearing, but it should be public noticed so that it is available to the public, and it will be put on our website along with all our other regulations.
Any questions of Mr. Stagg? Mr. Fox?
Is it marked on the ground? If a boater comes up there, would they be able to tell, or do they have to know the lat longs?
there's a, as I recall, law enforcement here, there are danger keep out signs, but it's, this has been established for so long and was so heavily patrolled by the Marine Police after 9/11. Folks know by common notice, you don't get within X number of feet. We educate first and then take action second, but you do not get within X number of feet of that intake. Just like there's no sign up by the shipyard now, but you know you don't get pretty close to the shipyard. It's become pretty much customary. So I think that there are danger keep out signs, I'm pretty sure, on the intake aspect of it. And on the other
shoreline, I believe. I don't think that arc is actually marked in the water, but there are signs on the shoreline. It's my understanding Virginia Power has some motion and sound detectors. Because there's no real people down here at this site routinely on the intake end, but they've told me that they know what's going on down there. You know, so if somebody, even a boat, I think, comes in that area, they have cameras and they know. Here, it's within sight of their security area and the road right here. So, and physically, the only way to get in this is either beach a boat and walk in or come in this little narrow opening.
And quite honestly, if you look on the outfall area, you see a little white adjustment that comes out right through there. That's the firing range. They know what's going on over there.
So how close can you get to the outfall?
The arc is about shaped like this.
No, the outfall.
Oh, the outfall. You're not. You can come right up to the jetties. That's not a restricted on the outside. But you cannot be.
So you've got warm water coming out there because we're probably pretty decent fishing.
It's a hot fishing spot. Historically, people have fished this area a lot. But since 9/11, I think it's much more difficult to do that.
If you get a permit to actually fish in the ditch inside, you'd better bring a couple extra fishing poles. The catfish are that big. Trust me.
It's definitely a hot spot right here to fish for catfish. You're getting real fresh water up.
Further questions, Mr. Stagg? It'll glow. Anyway.
It glows in the dark, but it's a
two-headed fish. Any further questions? Anyone in the audience pro or con on this matter? So we can say that we did have a public hearing. Matters before the commission. Mr. Holland.
Move the adoption of staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.